service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Labor Department out with new numbers showing inflation is cooling somewhat, gas and food cheaper. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with what we are paying more for.
Some of the biggest price increases over the past year have been in airfares, up 18%, electricity up 10%, groceries and rent also higher, especially for some of those staples like milk, cereal, and butter. Now gas prices, though, are ticking up again after months of relief.
Consumer prices up just 0.1% from February to March, measured year to year. Prices were up 5%. President Biden today delivering the first remarks on his trip to Northern Ireland. He spoke at Ulster University, marking 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement was signed, bringing peace to Northern Ireland. Police body cam video released this week showing the chaotic moments when police arrived on the scene of the mass shooting Monday that left five people and the 25-year-old gunman dead. This is ABC News. In Richmond, Indiana, thousands of residents evacuated after a recycling plant caught fire Tuesday. Officials say they won't be allowed home until the air is tested. Residents further away told to shelter in place. In Idaho today, more wrenching evidence at the murder trial of a woman charged with killing her two children. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Haunting testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow.
We had to take turns digging because the smell was so bad.
On the stand yesterday, a detective described in gut-wrenching detail how police found the remains of Vallow's children. The detective saying his instincts kicked in after seeing three large rocks on top of wood paneling.
Attorneys cross-examining that detective today. Vallow's fifth husband, Chad Daybell, will be tried separately. Florida set to execute a man called the Ninja Killer. Louise Bernard Gaskin scheduled to die by lethal injection at 6 p.m. Eastern. He was convicted in the 1989 murders of a New Jersey couple. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Two of Wisconsin's biggest healthcare providers plan to merge. Freightered Health of Milwaukee and Neenah-based ThetaCare have been working as partners since September. Now the two plan to become one company by the end of this year. The Journal Sentinel reports hospital consolidation leads to higher prices. President Biden is calling on federal regulators to enforce antitrust laws. Tax day is coming up. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding people to have their taxes filed by Tuesday. Wisconsin tax officials say they've already processed more than 2 million returns so far. If you can't file or pay by Tuesday, then you'll need to file for an extension. In sports, the Brewers beat Arizona last night 7-1. The rubber match their series is today. The Bucks begin playoff action at home Sunday afternoon. They'll take on either Miami, Toronto, or Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is in the house. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm actually out in Washington, D.C., where we have hung out before together.
Yes, yes. And I have to ask you, sir, did you hear about the Freighter and Theta Care merger that's in the works?
I just heard it on your news update, and I just chatted our staff. I had not heard that. I've been out in D.C. since Washington, D.C. since Monday. But I heard that Freighter was in some negotiation with Ascension, but apparently it was DataCare, and who knows, maybe it's Ascension too. But this is part of a whole trend of mega hospital mergers, and all that really does, Earl, is give hospitals more power to charge more and continue to raise healthcare prices at a time when most Wisconsinites already are skipping medical care because they're afraid they can't afford it.
You know,
most of those folks are insured, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's you're looking at the state that we live in continues to turn down federal funds, and rural hospitals continue to shut down because the legislature won't accept the federal funds. And then we look at this, and we look at what's getting ready to happen. While everyone was focused on this past week's elections and their aftermath, interesting information about Medicaid, the nation's health care program for the poor, went largely unnoticed. The New York Times ran a detailed report on how Mississippi refused to expand Medicaid in the state, and it's driving its already financially shaky rural hospitals out of business. Hey, Dr. Craig, isn't that happening in the state of Wisconsin also?
It's actually happening less than in places like Mississippi or Missouri. For example, though Missouri has now expanded Medicaid, unlike Wisconsin, but it's definitely stressing rural health care and urban health care. I think in this state, because of the structure of our hospitals, more because our big health systems are leaving the areas as opposed to having independent institutions that are closing. But same effect is happening, and I don't know if you caught it. It really didn't get any headlines that I saw, but the co-chair to the Joint Finance Committee, of course, which is an illegitimate committee, has an illegitimate legislature because Democratic votes have no effect on which party holds a supermajority, had a press conference before the first Joint Finance Committee hearing in Waukesha, where a number of people did testify to expand Medicaid. And one of the chairs, Bourne from the Assembly, Mark Bourne, declared that they would be continued to do on health care what they've been doing, investing in quality and access. I have to say, I have no idea what that is other than corporate subsidies. But they would not expand welfare like the governor wanted, which is their dog whistle coded way of describing Medicaid and Badger Care expansion. So they've already declared this. What I'm hoping, Earl, is that now the Supreme Court race has been won, there are a number of Republican legislators who have got to worry about being in competitive districts and being held accountable by their own voters in the next election. And we've got to make it clear with public pressure that they should worry about that scenario.
Dr. Craig, do you oftentimes think that the electorate does not understand by turning down those federal resources and that are being labeled welfare, the impact that it's having on the very people who are supporting that? I mean, the citizens don't understand that. There's no way possible, I believe, that someone who votes for Republicans really understands that if I say no to the federal dollars that come in, that in turn is going to make my life and give my family health care coverage that I can't afford. I think if they understood that, Dr. Craig, they would vote in a different manner, don't you?
Yeah, I think they not only it's not a question necessarily of understanding if they're getting facts. I mean, media that they pay attention to is certainly not giving them these facts,
right?
But they're also distracted by other things, by various cultural wedge issues and dog whistles that the Republicans, funded by the wealthiest people in our country, use to keep them distracted, right, and keep them revved up against false enemies. And so that, like welfare, for example, that's the classic cultural divide, dog whistle with a racialized kind of sub element to it, where people, when they think of welfare, they think
black people.
Disproportionate. It's more right. Black people, and in Wisconsin, it's more white people than black people because of the demographics of this state. But nonetheless, it is disproportionately more black people because of racial inequality in this state. They're actually both true. But we need to show them that, because access to health care and the cost of health care is a massive public concern, and polling is now showing it skyrocketing in Wisconsin again. We did our own scientific survey with a national partner, Alterum Health Value Hub, and it found that 52% of Wisconsinites have skipped medical care in the last year because they couldn't afford it, and that almost all of those people were insured. I mean, the people who don't getting Badger Care expansion are even worse off, right, Earl? But even people with insurance in our state can't afford health care because of the co-pays and the co-insurance and all of the surprise medical bills you get whenever you have a significant health care interaction. And this merger is going to make it worse. I do think that getting to much fairer maps as a pathway now with the Supreme Court makes it possible to restore democratic accountability, which is the only way we have a functioning democracy. But you are quite right to point out that a lot of voters who are voting Republican aren't even thinking about it by design. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, they do such a good job of recruiting state legislators. I think a lot of state legislators on their side do not understand, and they're such ideological people that they go through life with blinders on.
You know, Dr. Craig, as a former, and I've said this before, Badger Care person, there was a time in my life when I was on Badger Care, and because the company that I worked for went out of business. And so since we had a contract with them that would make sure that we were insured, even once the company went out of business, they brokered a deal with BadgerCare. And BadgerCare was some of the best insurance I ever had. I don't know, Dr. Craig, if people understand how important that component can be if BadgerCare somehow was able to be multiplied across the state.
They don't, you know, BadgerCare is popular. Whenever we've managed to get it polled, 78% support for expanding BadgerCare. Similar for letting people buy into BadgerCare. That's a bill we have been
promoting for a long time. We bought into BadgerCare.
Yeah, and it's part of the governor's budget, too, a BadgerCare public option where people have the choice to buy into BadgerCare and small businesses. And in the bill, the standalone bill from Representative Christina Shelton includes small employers as well. So it's popular. So that's not the issue. A lot of stuff that we support is even popular. The question is, are people voting on it? Are they so revved up about it that they're going to turn their legislators out? And are they in districts where if they do it, they can even do that, right? If we know can't win because of partisan polarization now. By design, the polarization was created. It's not a natural thing. But it used to be that a district that was 10% more one party than the other could be won by the other party. That's no longer the case. It has to be much closer, which means there's a whole lot of voters who never move, stick with their team, and they're continually revved up by fear of crime, fear of immigration. I'm talking about the right-wing side of this, right? Fear of, you know, critical race theory, fear of transgendered people, which is amazing how they've gemmed that up, Earl. In fact, there were ads on this last cycle claiming that Janet Protasiewicz was supporting letting kids be forced into, you know, change their sex, so to speak, their biological sex at school without their parents' consent. Not a shred of evidence she had any position on that, nor any evidence that the case they cited in Wales, Wisconsin, it was completely misrepresented. It was, of course, that didn't happen. It's ridiculous. It's a right-wing fantasy.
You know, Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, living it up in Washington, D.C. we'll be right back.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight lows level off around 57. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
AUKRadio.com.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer of that. If you get anything out of life,
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show.
You got to put up with the
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, sometimes I don't know. You spend so much time listening to things that are happening on the federal level that we sometimes forget the legislation that is being crafted on the state level that, you know, that really impacts and affects us. And these are things that maybe we can control, is it safe to say, a little better at the state level than we can on the federal level?
And it takes fewer people to influence things. In other words, 10 calls to a state legislator gets a huge amount of attention, 10 to a member of Congress, let alone a U.S. senator, does not. But, of course, you have less allies because you have to mobilize people only within your own state. Unfortunately, because we have a gerrymandered legislature for now, hopefully that will soon change in a dramatic way. They're not democratically accountable, and so they can ignore public opinion. So it's much harder, I would say, right now to influence this legislature or, quite frankly, the House of Representatives, which is under MAGA control in Washington as well. But you can influence the governor and what he vetoes. And I think a lot of the power in this budget process is going to be, will Governor Evers be much more bolder in the use of his veto pen? Will he be willing to force an impasse with creative and strategic vetoes that force Republicans to the table about Badger Care expansion, for example? Or will he sign mostly Republican budget, one that will really go backwards on tax fairness, give more regressive tax cuts for people better off, and undercut the resources we need to provide quality public education, provide health care. And that is the heart of the conservative and the billionaire conspiracy to make it so government doesn't have the revenue to do what it needs to do, even if it wanted to. And that's why they're starving the cities like Milwaukee for money. It's part of the same conspiracy.
You know, Dr.
I was at Joint Finance Committee, Earl. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Earl.
Finish your point, because that's where I was going. Go ahead.
Well, I was there in Waukesha. It's the worst location I've ever seen for a Joint Finance Committee. It was the Waukesha Expo Center. It's just one big dome, the kind, not even that big, the kind of place they would have dog shows, no acoustics. No internal lobbies whatsoever. You couldn't hear a darn thing. And outside, it was so windy, you couldn't organize out there. All of the us and other groups that set up outside had to take their tables down with snacks and information for people, and they weren't even listening. I mean, this is a horse and pony show where they go through the motion of claiming to listen to constituents. They mostly heard from public school funding advocates, and they heard from people who were supporting BadgerCare expansion and a whole lot of other, you know, and shared revenue. There was a big push, including a lot of Milwaukee officials, such as Mayor Johnson and Common Council President Perez testifying. And they weren't even listening. They just want to say they listen, and they go do what they want because they have a gerrymandered majority. But the governor could bring them to heel if he would use his veto pen as boldly as they're willing to use their power of legislation.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, you know, we're talking about the governor and the power that he possesses. You know, we're kind of, and I'm hoping, starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel of the former governor and the fact that he knew how to use that pen, right? And he was able to put together and build something that stayed there and caused much consternation to the average voter and the average citizen of this state for all those years. I'm hoping that we're coming to the end of that Scott Walker era. I mean, it's still there, clearly, but we're starting to see some of it evaporate. But the governor clearly understands the power that he has in that pen, right? I mean, it's not that he's been there now, so he should know. The question becomes, and correct me if I'm wrong, whether or not it's not that he's trying to get along with people, is it? And he doesn't want to make enemies. Is that the reason why he doesn't use the full power of that veto pen?
I do think it's hard for Governor Evers because this is who he is. He is someone who tries to find common ground. That's been his whole career. And he desperately wants an opposite party that he can find common ground with. It doesn't exist. And he seems resistant to accepting that. You have to, in politics, adjust to the situation, adjust to the game in front of you. And this is a game of life and death. I don't want to value it by calling it a game. But it is a life and death game of chess, and how you're going to make these maneuvers. And if you take a lot of your own moves off the board, you're likely going to lose. So the governor has only promised two vetoes that I know of. We've been trying to track this. He said he'll veto a flat tax. Now, since one of his weakest points is on taxes and revenue,
so Dr. Craig, I'm sorry.
I'm afraid that. Okay, right.
I've got to get you to hold that thought, and we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Labor Department out with new numbers showing inflation is cooling somewhat, gas and food cheaper. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with what we are paying more for.
Some of the biggest price increases over the past year have been in airfares, up 18%, electricity up 10%, groceries and rent also higher, especially for some of those staples like milk, cereal, and butter. Now gas prices, though, are ticking up again after months of relief.
Consumer prices up just 0.1% from February to March, measured year to year. Prices were up 5%. President Biden today delivering the first remarks on his trip to Northern Ireland. He spoke at Ulster University, marking 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement was signed, bringing peace to Northern Ireland. Police body cam video released this week showing the chaotic moments when police arrived on the scene of the mass shooting Monday that left five people and the 25-year-old gunman dead. This is ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jay Mayer. Here's what you need to know. Some good news for Wisconsin. The state has regained most of the population it lost since 2020, with some areas doing better than others. The population of Milwaukee County continues falling. The Madison area continues to grow. Recent numbers from the Census Bureau show that Vilas and Burnett counties also saw gains. However, since 2020, deaths in Wisconsin continue outpacing births, and the number of deaths related to COVID-19 exceeding 16,000. The EPA on Wednesday out with new proposed limits on vehicle emissions, requiring two-thirds of all new car and pickup truck sales and a quarter of heavy-duty trucks sold to be electric by 2032. Last year, EVs made up nearly 6% of new car sales across the U.S. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers introducing legislation to prevent state and local governments from barring the sale of vehicles based on their energy source. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, you're in Washington, D.C. Why are you there now? What's on the table?
Yeah, Earl. I'm on the at the America Votes State Summit. So this brings 1,800 people who are thinking about what happened in the 2022 election and then moving forward to 2024. And in fact, of course, Wisconsin is extreme.
1,800 people?
You there?
Yes, 1,800 people.
Yeah, and so Wisconsin is extremely popular right now because of this great Supreme Court victory just last week. So, yeah, no, this is folks who do work on voting on the progressive side and elections in every state in the country. So this is a whole lot of people. This is, in fact, at the Washington Convention Center. So it's a big event.
So are they crafting new ways, new ideas? I mean, are there such things as new ideas?
I'm trying to find them based on what sessions I'm going to. I learned a few things yesterday on how you expose right-wing extremism and use it to their disadvantage and what works with voters and what doesn't.
Well,
research
Dr.
coming
Craig,
from other states.
I'm interested in that. How do you expose right-wing extremism? I don't think that should be too difficult. All you have to do is have them open their mouths and you hear them. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Actually, it's harder than you'd think. Because in our degraded communication environment where people have been convinced to be very cynical about everything they hear and public officials, they have are exposed to lies all the time in social media, on the airwaves, they actually a lot of times don't believe the crazy things the right does when we put them on in ads, especially if the ads, are overly dramatic, have all of the look like the typical negative ads, that you need to be very, very evidence-based and, if possible, have recordings of people or other establishment that they actually said something like they believe in exorcisms of the other side. And this is some of the stuff that happened in other states. I'm not making that one up, etc. That if you just put that in a standard attack ad, people just raise their eyebrows and say, well, that can't be true. No, because they don't. It sounds too crazy to be true, right? It's sort of like all of the stuff on cable TV about the space aliens coming down and creating human civilization 1,000 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that, or Bigfoot is running around everywhere, or et cetera, et cetera. So, and they gave examples of where it failed and where it succeeded. Apparently, extremism on things like abortion is much more credible if you go after someone because they believe in no exceptions whatsoever and forced childbirth mandated by government. That's very effective because people actually believe a candidate in this day and age might believe in that. But with the wilder things that they've done, you have to be much more specific. They also found that most of the public just finds most of the debate around the attempt to overturn the 2020 elections is just a big mess they can't follow. The only thing that really cuts through is the insurrection itself at the Capitol. So you have to lean in on that. But if you talk about them being a denier and fake electors and all of that, as important as that is, and as much as that concerns you and I, Earl, and your listeners that are who are well attuned to what's going on, for the average voter, they just don't know what to make of it and think it's just charges and countercharges from each side.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is mind-boggling to me that we still are at this point where there are people who know about all of those things you just mentioned, and they know that at the root of it was this the former president of the United States, who's still out here and saying all manner of whacked out things, Kim Jong-un is a great, brilliant man, and GE is, a great man, Putin is a brilliant man. And yet, in the face of all of those things, and under all kind of indictments, there are people who still are supporting him. They've never stopped supporting him. And it's kind of like you work real hard to try to get rid of fleas, but, you can't get rid of all of them right away. They have to eventually just, die out. Well, that's the thing with Donald Trump. These people still, in the face of everything they've seen, Dr. Craig, and part of me says, bravo, because it means that those who continue to support Donald Trump, especially in his run for president, that there's no way possible he could ever become the president of the United States again, ever. But if all these people who still are supporting him in the face of all those things, Dr. Craig, I don't, you know, I get to the point where it's hard for me to believe this country, the future of it, is very bright, because all of those people are still going to support him whether he wins or loses.
Well, I think it makes him dangerous.
That's what I mean,
I'll say this about his voters. Some people like to call this an alternative universe. I'm not saying that there is one, though physicists tell us there are alternative universes. I don't think that's what we're referring to. They exist in a different narrative than we do, and the narrative is consistent. So when something is done to Trump, you know, he is prosecuted, he is investigated, he is indicted, then that just reinforces their narrative that he's being persecuted, right? And that he is the victim in a way he is standing in for the way they feel persecuted, right? And so he becomes the symbol of all of their suffering, and therefore they must unify behind him. Anyone who has 25% of the electorate with that, and that kind of commitment is very dangerous. That's greater than any previous authoritarian in American history I can think of, some that were considered major threats with far less than that. So you can say, I think there are far too many Democratic side pundits saying, oh, he can win the primary, but he can destroy opponents, but he can't win the general. They don't know what the situation's going to be. I mean, part of what made fascists win elections in Europe in the 1920s and 1930s was economic chaos, great recessions, depressions, great inflation, hyperinflation or deflation, right, of currency. So we don't know what's going to happen exactly, what kind of disasters could befall us in 2024. If the man is the front runner to be the nominee of one of the two major parties, it's possible maybe something happens to President Biden. I'm not saying that anything happens to him in an awful sense. I mean, he's an older man and his health deteriorates enough so he can't run. I mean, who knows what the situation could be? Any man who could win the Republican nomination who would then attempt very clearly to end democracy is an existential threat.
Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. You say what, sir?
Good morning.
Ron? I don't know if we lost Ron. Ron, you there? Okay, so we'll have Ron call back, Dr. Craig. But clearly, you're the first person, Dr. Craig, that I've heard say, especially, you know, when you're listening to pundits and others, that don't count him out, as if there's somehow that he could still, you know, wind up, you know, being elected once again, president of the United States.
I mean, it's like counting out the underdog in the college basketball NCAA tournament who keeps winning, right?
Yes.
In other words, he was counted out in 2016. He was counted out before he ran. When he entered, he was certainly counted out when the Access Hollywood scandal occurred, and he was counted out when he was caught red-handed trying to overturn democracy in an armed fashion with an insurrection. You know, Lindsey Graham's been caught multiple times and had flip-flopped to save himself, right? So I don't think Lindsey Graham, who is dog loyal right now, is going to make the mistake the fourth time. A lot of other Republicans are afraid to do so, and that's why they won't cross him. So I wouldn't count him out. Do a lot of bad things or historical accidents have to happen for him to be elected? Probably. Has that happened before? Absolutely. And you know, if anything's unpredictable, it's the future, particularly because you look at our economy. Are you confident, Earl, that this is
absolutely
very stable?
Not.
Are you confident given how high the stock market still is historically compared to valuations, and how much it's been blown up in a bubble through all of the stock option purchases by companies to raise CEO compensation, that isn't a bubble, that there couldn't be a financial crisis like 2008. And what happens then if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee?
So, Dr. Craig, hang on a second. Let's go to Ron. He's back. Hey, Ron, thank you.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. I missed a lot of the show, but in line with this alternate reality business with Republicans, I think one of the things I heard last week that crystallized this was after the shooting in, I believe it was Kentucky, it might have been Tennessee.
Yeah, it was.
And
go ahead.
The congressperson, hello?
Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
Congressperson there, Republican congressman, said, well, we just can't do anything about it. And what popped right into my head was, no, what you mean to say is we won't do anything about it. You know, when you say we can't do anything about it, that's just insane. Of course we can do things about it. They just don't want to. And that's where they're different than us. They just have this narrative and storyline, and they follow it, many of them, to the very end, no matter where it leads. It's just crazy.
Dr. Craig?
Yeah, I think the caller is absolutely right. And, I mean, that is the way humans operate. We make sense of reality through narratives, okay? How do you come home and explain to a friend or a significant other what happened at work that day? You have to put it in the form of a story with a beginning and end in the middle, and with characters, humans, taking action, antagonists, protagonists, people in the middle. And they inhabit a different cultural narrative than we do that has been deliberately constructed by ultra-billionaires and by the corporate class in order to hold power, in order to enrich themselves and take most of the gains and benefits of our society over the last half century. And so this is, and it all fits together, climate denialism, anti-vax sentiment, now election denial. It all, and that there, who is the enemy? Low income people of color, immigrants, people who seem unfamiliar, such as the trans community, to folks because it's not part of their original experience as they grew up. Though that trans folks existed, they were just, you know, undercover in the closet, right? Because of fear of what the consequence right. would be of saying who they were, and so. All of that narrative all fits together. And so if you turn, all you have to do is that the great narrative spinners are Fox News. The reason I look to Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity on a nightly news cycle is I want to see how they make sense of meaning, how they create a narrative to justify what they're already pushing.
Dr. Craig, hold the thought. Stephen from Green Bay will come to you. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Ron from Milwaukee. We'll be right back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Calm.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. This is what I have to say as far as narrative and messaging is concerned from the Republicans, is that it's no longer designed to make any sense to the average person. It is, however, designed to make perfect sense to their base, that you could tell them that there are meatballs falling from the sky and they would believe you if it came from a Republican. So that's where we are at right now with the Republican Party.
Okay, man, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, he is, I've had and I continue to have conversations from people on the right who, in the face of truth and facts, Dr. Craig, it doesn't seem to matter. They it's like they can't even hear it. It can't even enter into their psyche. And they will push back and they will say the same things that Donald Trump says, not even having and knowing that what he's saying is nonsensical. But, and that's where the danger lies, right?
Yeah, I have a fair amount of humility about this because all humans tend to resist things that don't fit into the narrative they already inhabit.
Okay.
Right. But the key is, I think, to try to have mechanisms to check yourself. They don't have those. To say, does this really comport with what's going on in the external world? Because narratives do become uncredible once people think that they that the external world differs from their narrative. In other words, is refuting it. And that's why Republicans had to turn in corporate America to what was called by one of Trump's spokespeople alternative facts, right? Because they had to discredit those facts to maintain the narrative they were producing. And so it is important for us. And the other thing is internal consistency to the narrative. Narratives can collapse because through contradictions. We do need to be thinking about how to reach some of those people who are in those narratives but could be moved nonetheless. There are some that are not movable anytime soon. Right, that have drunk the Kool-Aid, to use the metaphor. But I think that we need to be very careful about not ourselves being in a circular narrative as well. It's a human tendency.
You know, Dr. Craig, part of me, because I'm not a member of the Democratic Party, and I have to tell people that over and over and over, I'm just not a member of any party. And so there are things on the side of the Democrats that I don't agree with. And so I'm not just buying into it because the Democrats say so, because there are many times that how Democrats are handling things, I'm totally in disagreement with. But because I'm in disagreement with what happens with Republicans and conservatives, the majority of the time, doesn't mean that I'm saying that what the Democrats are doing is 100% correct. I mean, I listen to the President of the United States at times. I don't even know how to handle the response that we get from him and other Democrats because, you know, it's not about the party, Dr. Craig. You know, I don't, even though I've never voted Republican and probably never will, it doesn't mean that I'm 100% in support of what the Democrats say and do. And I think there are times, you probably would agree with this, that they kind of need to be taken to the woodshed as well.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think you and I are in the same position that with slightly different approaches. I'm a Democrat, but I'm a revolutionary within the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is a big tent coalition of everyone who's not a fascist or a pre-fascist right now. And there are a huge amount of elements in it that are inconsistent. And that there's a lot of corporate influence in the Democratic Party. There's a lot of narrow thinking about things like crime, things like the economy and taxation. I'm looking to get the Democratic Party to be the party of reform in this country and to be all it can possibly be. But there are people with the Democratic Party that we have to be united with to defeat Donald Trump or Daniel Kelly, right?
Right.
But in other words, we have an alliance with them, but they're not in the same place and they're pulling a different direction. They're the ones who want to run those tough on crime ads that have littered the airwaves, including the Supreme Court race on both sides. But so I think we're saying a similar thing. I do remember in the aughts, the last Republicans that you could work with, and we were, when I was at SEIU, the union, some of them we even endorsed. They don't exist anymore. So because we're nonpartisan groups, as National Wisconsin by definition, I say we're not partisan because we only support Democrats. We're partisan because one of the parties walked away from all of our values and have purified their party. So there is no one who seems to want to move forward on guaranteeing affordable health care to everyone no matter what. And so, everyone is for the power of hospitals, big pharma, and insurance companies.
So, Dr. Craig, let's try to squeeze Jim from Stevens Point in. Jim, quickly.
Hey, Earl.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
You better not let George. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You better not let George Soros hear you. He'll cancel your paycheck. End the show. Let's go, Brandon.
Well, we don't need to hear
that
anymore.
George is actually all with the Democrats either, nor is he as powerful as the right would like to believe. They kind of put him up there, Earl, to try to cover up the fact that most of the billionaires are with them and are funding the horrible politics that you see coming from them.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Craig, the simplicity of the responses from people about the seriousness of what it is we are talking about and what is happening, it sometimes frustrates me, but people can only respond in the manner that they are equipped to respond in. Is that right?
Well, Earl, you know, the Let's Go Brandon thing makes sense within a certain narrative universe, right? It makes no sense to you and I, but apparently what we're saying makes no sense to them. That's the human condition right now.
We had a guy yesterday come on with the Let's Go Brandon. Anyway, hey, Dr. Craig, thank you. It's always good to have you on. Be careful. I look forward to seeing you when you get back.
Absolutely. Thanks, Earl.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank you, Calvin, man, again, man, for all the good work you do. Thank everybody who called in. Thank everybody who listened. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.